This Halloween season, the essence of the Great Houdini will make a ghostly appearance on three separate occasions in Eureka Springs. The popular turn of the 19th century escape artist will be brought to life by illusionist Sean Paul and his partner Julianne. In advance of the events, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich decided to test Sean Paul's skills by handcuffing him in the KUAF News studios.
Now this one goes out first.
Oops, yes, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And the second one?
Right.
Latch tight.
Right.
Let me see if it's locked.
Okay.
All right, it's locked. And it's got kind of a
okay,
hinge.
Okay, now try and pull them off of my hands.
They're
all
hinged.
Right?
Okay.
Pull them off.
Two coughs. Heavy duty steel. There's no way I can pull them off.
Right. Okay. So it's quite challenging for me to even unlock it myself.
With the key. You just
all right, go ahead and unlock me. Go ahead and unlock it, would you?
Okay, yes. No, I can't barely unlock it.
It's,
okay.
it's a struggle even to unlock it with
yes,
the key.
Yes.
All right, so now go ahead and lock me up again.
Okay. This is so fun locking you up.
Yes.
Because he's really cute.
Okay. All right.
Put the key down.
Right. And so now I'm going to step behind the counter here.
Okay. In the KUAF studio newsroom.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now.
Sean Paul's squirming around. And I can't. Oh. He's grimacing as he's trying to get the cuffs off. Hey, he got them off.
These are much tougher than probably any handcuffs
sure,
you've
like
ever seen
for
before.
A heavy-duty criminal.
That's right,
yes.
A hardened criminal. All right.
But you could describe Sean Paul as a hardened illusionist. He and his partner and spouse, Julianne, a stage medium, devote their days and nights to honing their performance art, which they call intrigue theater, now showing at Gavioli Theater in Uptown Eureka Springs.
The Gavioli is an amazing venue. I would say that it's both intimate and absolutely intriguing. A stone building with a bell tower, beautiful, amazing stained glass windows. And we've structured the environment to feel like a Victorian theater or parlor performance.
From the moment this beautiful young couple step on stage, regaled in their Victorian dress, they capture your imagination with feats of psychokinesis, mentalism, even clairvoyance. Audience members, some of whom agree to be hypnotized, are routinely asked to join in their act.
In the last year, we've added two segments that really, quite literally, bring people to the edge of their seats. And it's an amazing experience for me as a performer to look forward. Look at the audience and see people leaning forward and hearing nervous laughter. And I have to say, prior to doing Intrigue Theater, I've never experienced that, where people really can be, you can see people in the audience that they're legitimately freaked out.
And through October, Sean Paul and Julianne plan to take things a step further by staging several free public performances in homage to historic escape artist Harry Houdini.
He's America's first superstar. There's so much, there's so many parallels between Eureka Springs and the life and the career of Harry Houdini. The mantra of the town of Eureka Springs is the extraordinary escape.
The great Harry Houdini, born Eric Weiss in Budapest, Hungary in 1874, emigrated with his family to Wisconsin when he was only 4 years old. Uneducated, but with a penchant for acrobatics and competitive sport, Harry, as a young man, fell in with circuses and medicine shows, where he picked up the art of escaping, first from handcuffs, then later canvas mail bags, large metal milk cans, and packing crates, and eventually straitjackets suspended from great heights, something Sean Paul will attempt on October 4th in Eureka Springs at noon.
Thursday, October 4th at noon. The newspaper, the Citizen newspaper, in a classic Houdini manner, it was very common for the newspaper to issue a formal challenge to Harry Houdini, and I've accepted it. And we decided that we couldn't get permission to hang over the downtown area of Eureka Springs, so we turned to the Crescent Hotel, and they offered the edge of the observation deck, the top floor, where I will be hoisted up by my feet in a straitjacket. And they're only going to let me down if I can free myself.
70 feet above the front steps of the Crescent Hotel. Then, on October 20th at 7 p.m. in downtown Basin Spring, Sean Paul will attempt the Houdini milk can escape.
So 2 weeks later, following, you know, provided it's successful and I don't get hurt with the extraordinary escape of a suspended straitjacket, we have located and obtained a 70-year-old milk can. It's of the era of Houdini, and it's airtight, it's waterproof, and it holds 40 to 50 gallons of water. So we will pass the lid through the audience, the crowd, and have them somebody bring it back up to us, and then they can inspect the milk can itself filled with water, and then I will get inside and we will have representatives there that will padlock the lid shut. And what we'll do is we will ask the audience, once they see that lid come down on the milk can, to all take a big deep breath and hold their breath and wait for me to emerge from behind the curtain.
Of course, Julianne will be on hand for all the events, just in case.
I think I'll probably just be helping put the cuffs on, helping with the lid. We will have somebody looking all of that over to, you know, make sure it's, you know, airtight and he can't get out. But I will be standing by, and he will have a wrench inside of the can in case there is a problem and he can't get out, and he's going to clunk the side of it. And I'll have to make the announcement that we have to get him out.
Through decades of escape acts, Houdini almost lost his life just once in 1915 while being buried alive in California. For a time, he served as president of the Society of American Magicians, still in existence. And he was an associate of noted physician and writer Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, an avid follower of spiritualism, of which Houdini was a skeptic. Houdini even tried to outlaw fortune-telling, all the rage in 1925 across America, by championing a congressional bill. It failed. Houdini's most famous escape was from a glass water torture chamber. He spent the remainder of his life performing on the road. He died on Halloween night in 1926 from complications of an appendicitis. And on Halloween night in Eureka Springs, Sean Paul and Julianne will host a seance after a special evening performance of Intrigue Theater.
Then I will give the history and the background and the relevance to what we're doing that night. I'll even give a demonstration like Harry Houdini would, as far as some of the things he would do in debunking fraudulent mediums. And then when it's time, close to midnight, to reach out and make contact, then I will turn it over to Juliana Fay, where she will conduct the actual seance.
And hopefully we'll come through with Houdini. Hopefully Houdini will come through, but being that it is at the Crescent and there is so much activity there, ghostly activity, I don't see a problem with at least communicating with one or two of the other spirits that might be around. So yeah, we'll see. I think it'll be
an exciting evening.
A great night, yeah.
An exciting evening with the spirit of Houdini. By the way, Sean Paul and Julianne have been married for 11 years. Clearly a very magical relationship. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
My news director wanted me to ask you, do you have insurance?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who's your insurance provider?
I'm not going to say that. Lloyd's of London.
To learn more about the two free public Houdini escapes and the live seance, visit intriguetheater.com.